The Gemara says, Midi Gavya Dodi Tinian. Did we learn these two prices, one next to another? No. It could be they're two separate prices, but each one means a nazir. Tarshima, come in here. Minayin lepoil shalmatinu liyishtoyu b'ni. Shein shemim loy. How do we know that if a worker says, instead of him eating the fruits when he's working, he wants to give it to his wife first for his children, we do not let him? Shinam the Pasuk says, V'yel kelech oloy siteng. And now let her put it into yon kelim. You have to put all the fruit into the malavosas kelim and take it home. But you're not allowed to take anything home for yourself. And not even a gift to your wife. So Chur here says clearly, your poil cannot give it to his wife. Tomorrow says, maybe you want to tell me here also, Hochinami Nozir. Maybe here the Bryce is also talking about a Nozir, and that's why you can't give it to your wife because of the Kanas. Tomorrow says, if so, why do we bring down this passage that says by regular poil that you cannot put it into Yon Kalim? It should have brought down better. Should have brought down the passage by the union of a Kanas by a Nozir, that we did not want him to work by the grapes, so we did not let him give it to his wife. Gemara says true. Gemara says, Ein hachanam itaki, you're right, it should have brought down this inyan of lech lech amin nazir v'schor v'schor. But the yad d'itoni lab loshin poil, since this brisa does not say the word nazir directly, it says loshin of a poil, therefore kenosav lo kor the poil. It brings down the pasuk of the poil, but really what it means is the loch of the nazir. So again, we have no proof what would be by regular poil if he could give it to his wife or not. Toshima, come in here. It says, if you hire a workman to cut down the tain and to cut down the figs, hareze oichel upotim in a maisa. A locher is allowed to eat from the figs, and he's potter from taking off maisa. And it's not a gemar malach yet, therefore he's potter from maisa. But what's going to be if he says, amanash oichel ani obini? Let's say the worker says, I'll make a condition, I'll work. If I could eat, then my son could also eat. And we're talking about that the son is not hired to do work. Or else let my child eat from my, instead of me eating it. So is who are you called the potter? The worker himself is allowed to eat, and he's potter from Isa. But if his child goes to eat, because Rashi says, who are you called the pearl himself? Shatter is Vichsoloi, Kalekat Shechopay Shapter Minamaisa. When the pearl himself takes from the food, it's like Lekat Shechopay that's Potter Minamaisa. But Ubinoi, his child, Rashi says, Chay Bemaisa. Devil Kalekayach, it's like he's buying it, Nekach Shanigma Malachtoi. If you buy it, the Mechir itself is Kavasla Maisa. That's what it says here. Now, Viyamrit Mishaloi, who are if you tell me that a pearl could eat on his own, that means what he's allowed to eat, he's allowed to give over to his child. If so, benoy amachayiv. When he makes the condition that his son could eat, so what? Lechur, his son is eating because of him. It's shalai huwaiko. So just like the father is potter for maisa, the son should also be potter for maisa. Some Ravina says, mishum demechsei kemekach. True. Midiraisa taka, the son is also potter for maisa. It's only midirabonim that it looks like a mekach. It looks like he's selling it, so therefore, Midrabanan looks like it's Kavas L'maisam. Therefore, Midrabanan, before your son eats it, he has to take off Trumas L'maisas. So again, there's no proof what the loch of the Seicher eats. A pearl eats Mishaloy or Mishal Shemayim. Moses Tarshima coming up with another proof. Ha Seicher es ha poil lasas benet revai. It's a Mishnah later. If you hire a worker, and he's working in your net revai, and there is the fourth year of your vineyard. So if the workers know about it, they should know that they're not allowed to eat from it, because net revai you can't eat outside Yerushalayim. What about v'imloy hoidiyom? Let's say the owner did not notify the workers first that it was net revai, and they thought they're working on fields that they could eat from. So the locher is poido machilun, that the balabot has to be poido the fruits in order that the poil could eat from it. That's the loch of net revai, like Maaseh Sheni, that either you bring it to Yerushalayim, or else you could poido it onto money and bring the money to Yerushalayim. Now the Gemara says, V'yamrit, if you're going to tell me, Mishel Shemayim Oichel, that the pshat from the poil is eats min ha-shemayim, amai poido machilin, why does the balabos have to be poido the peiros, the grapes, and let him eat from it? Yisuro lezochel rachmona, the Torah does not give you a head to eat iser. Since right now it's net revai, so it's tough, you just can't eat from it. So Gemara says, true, but also mishum demechsek mekach tois. The son is because it looks like a mekach tois. In other words, like when you first hired the workers, they thought they're going to be able to eat from these fruits. So now that it's net to revive, it looks like a mekach tois, That's why we told the Balabos to change it over to be afraid of it. Now the Gemara says, "Aim a sefer." What the sefer? The next Mishnah says, "What's going to be in this parsui guluf?" Like first you had your bundles of dates piled together, which once the dates are piled together in like a, in a cake, so that's called huk for the maisa. Now what happened was after it was already nigma malachtoi, now this pile separated, and you need workers now to pile them together. So when a worker comes now and finds it separated, he thinks that it was never put together yet, and therefore he thinks it's still part of from Trumas and Isis. So he thinks he's going to be able to eat from it. But really he's not allowed to eat from it, because since it was already together, it was already hooked for the Maisa. And the same thing, what's going to be in this Patchu Chav Yosef? You have barrels of wine that was already closed up, and therefore once they're closed up, they're Mechuyev and Trumas and Isis. And now the cup is opened up, so you need a worker to close them up again. Now again, the worker that looks at this barrel that's not closed thinks that it was never closed, so he thinks it's part of Trumas and Isis, it's not Nigma Malachta. So he thinks when he's working with it, he's allowed to drink from it. So locher is harei elu lo yoichlu. Like if they know about it, then they're not allowed to eat from it. But v'im lo yodiyom, if the balabos did not tell them, like that it was once closed, and therefore it's mechuyev ma'aser, so then the balabos ma'aser machilin, the balabos has the first cycle of trumas ma'asers, and then the poilu is allowed to eat from it. Now v'yarm, if you're going to tell me, mishol shemayim hu oichel, that's a locher is that a poilu eats mina shemayim, again, amai ma'aser machilin. Why does the balabos have to take off trumas and maizes altogether? Isur lezochlu rachmona. The Torah did not give all isurim to a poil to eat. Like lemaiz fits mechuyev maizah. The chitaim of the Gemara says, "Halkei nami mishum lemechak kemekach tois." Maybe you want to answer in the sefer the same way you answer in the Reisha, that it's a mekach tois that the poilim did not realize that's mechuyev and trumas maizos. So therefore, like as a mekach tois. Shouldn't be like you misled them. That's why you have to make it edible for them. So Mar says, Bishlei manis parasuei gulov nechzei kemekach tois. Bishlei, I understand the ratio in the case where the figs were separated. Nechzei kemekach tois. It looks like a mekach tois, because when the problem came to do the job, to put them together, it looks like it wasn't hooked for the mice yet. It wasn't nigmar malachta yet. So therefore it's called a mekach tois. Ela, but in the case of Nispat Chuchav Yosef, where the barrel was opened up, where the cover is not on it anymore, my Nekach Tois Ika. What kind of Nekach Tois is it here? Made the idea, everybody should know, the Itful Hulam Isam, that this wine is already Nigmar Malachtoi, you have to take off Trumas and Isam before you can drink from it. I will soon see why. Because the wine is Nigmar Malachtoi when it's in the vat, even before it's put into the barrel. So now that the wine's in the barrel already, pshit, it's called Nigma Malachtoi. Skumarin says, Omer Rav Sheshesh, Sheniftechu Chev Yosef Lavor. We're talking about that these barrels of wine not just opened up, but they fell back into the vat. They fell back into the bor where the wine was from. And therefore now the wine's in the vat, it looks like it's not Nigma Malachtoi. Tradigmar, no, why, but Tani, we're not like this. Yayin wine, Mishayerid Lavor. When is wine called Nigma Malachtoi, that now you can't eat from it, drink from it, before you take off Trumas and Maisos? As soon as the wine runs down from the press into the vat. So long as the wine is in the vat, in the wine cellar like, it's already Mechuyev and Trumas and Maisos. So Gemara'in says, Krev Yakiva. No, the whole lack of Akiva. The Yama that he holds, not only when it's in the wine vat, but Misha Yikva. Even in a later stage, when you like skim it, you take off the shells and pits, and then when you have the pure wine, that's Nigma Malachtoi. So therefore, the Omru Le, the Poilum, the workers have right to say to the Balabos, Le Hevi Yadinan, we did not know that this wine was already skimmed. You showed us the wine in the vat, so we thought we have to skim it, and therefore we thought it's not hooked full of mice yet, we thought we're allowed to eat from it, drink from it. So that's why it looks like a Mekach Tois, that's why Midrabon and the Balabos have to take off Trumas and Mises. So Mora says, why? V'neimelu, why can't the Balabos say back to the workers, Ibrilukhu asuki adataychu? You should have thought, it should have been on your mind, that Dilma Makfa, that maybe this wine was already skimmed, and therefore it's Mechuyev and Trumas and Mises, even before you came to work on it. So it should not be a Mekach Tois. So Mora says, no, B'yas, we're talking about in the city, in the place, the Yehu Gavro, the Nogid, the one that fills it up, the one that puts the wine, like, from the vat, Iyu Makfe, he is the one that skims it also. Therefore, the workers, since now they're the ones from working from it, Rashi says, "Who do nogim means hamoshchem in a bowl? The workers that take the wine out of the bowl, they are the one that usually skim it. So since these workers came now to take the wine out of the vat, they thought for sure the wine was not skimmed yet. It's part of their job to do it. So they thought they'll be able to drink from the wine. It's not hook full of maisa. So now that it came out, it was already skimmed. It looks like they make a choice. That's why the Baal HaBos first has to take off the trumas and maisos." Now the Mor says, "Vahash to the Tony." Now that we learned, Rav Zvid, for the very Rabbishin, the Bryce of Rabbishion, that Yayin, Mishayerid, Labor, Vayikvam, that when is wine called Nigmer Malachtoi, that you can't drink from before you take off Trumas and Maisus, not only when it went down to the bore, but it has to be the Yikvah, it has to be skimmed also, that's in the Tanakama. It has to go down to the vat, and it has to be skimmed, take off the pits and shells. Rabbi Kiva Roimer, Rabbi Kiva says even further than that, Mishayishla Bechevyois, when you schlep it, bring it into the barrels. Rashi says Mishishla Bechovis means Mishenosan Bechovis. When you take the wine out of the vats into the barrels, for Taisais, it's like fermenting then, or Sechosayerla, and the heat is bubbling up. Or Mixosan Shemorim, Kaifan Amala, and there's some Shemorim, some sediments floating on top. For Kaidim Shigaifu Oisan, Chovis Sharlum Oisai, or Sechosan Mashlichan. Before they, like, put the cover on top of the barrel, then it comes down, and then they take off, it's the sediments. So, at that point, it's first Nigmer Malachtan. So therefore, these prelim, they were here to work to take the wine from the vat into the barrel, so they thought for sure the wine, it was not hooked full of maisa. So that's why it looks like a mekach tois. So Mar Gemara says, according to this pshat, afilu tei mashlod nitzchu chav yosef labor. You don't have to say the pshat here is that you hired the workers to take the wine out of the vat into the barrels. In other words, that first nitzchu, the barrels opened up and the wine that went back into the bor. But rather they found the wine in the barrels, and the work was just to cover the barrel. The Yomrule, the workers have right to say, Lehevi Yadina Damashli, we did not know that it stopped fermenting already and it took off the sediments. They saw the wine in the barrel, and they thought their job is now to first take off the sediments and then close up the barrel. So they thought it wasn't hooked full of mice yet. That's why it looks like a mekach tois. So the Gemara asks, V'neimlu, let the Baal HaBos go back to the poilim, Iboiluchu Asukya Adataychu. You should have thought, it should have been on your mind, that Dilma Mashli, that maybe this wine, since it's in the barrel already, maybe it was already fermented, and maybe they took off the sediments already. So maybe it was already hooked full of Maisa. So it's not called like the Mekach Tois. So Gemara says, no, but the Ahu, the Astra, and we're talking about such a place, to Yehudi Shorik, Hohu Mashli, the one that puts the cover on top of the barrels of wine, they are the one that the watch takes the sediments out. So therefore they thought that they were the one that will take the sediments out. So they thought it was not hooked full of maisa yet. So therefore it looks like a mekach tois. They thought they're gonna work in wine, they thought that they're allowed to drink from. So now that it came out that it was already hooked full of maisa, the Baal HaBos has to take off the maisa first. So again, b'kitzur to our shiloh, we have no proof. Tomorrow says Tarshim HaKama, bring another proof. It says a Mishnah later that says Koitzeitz Odom, Ayidei Atzmoi, Ayidei Bnoi, Ubitei Hagadolim. Koitzeitz means a poil that's working in a field, and the din of the Torah is that he has a right heat from the Peiros Peshas he's working. But he makes a condition with the Baal HaBos, listen, instead of me eating, I want to get extra pay. That's called Koitzeitz. He's allowed to say this about his own work, and about the work of his older children. And they avdev shivchas gadolim. If he has never a shivcha gadolim of his that's going down to work in somebody else's field, he can make the condition the same thing that they will not eat. And instead of them eating, he wants to get extra pay. By the ishtoi, the same thing about his wife also. His wife is also going to come down to work. He can make this condition with the Baal HaBos that instead of them eating, he'll take extra pay. Why can he do this upon, why can he make the condition for his wife and for his older children and for Eved B'Shichol? Mevnei Sheish Pehem Das. Because they have Das. And like their Moichel, they agree to his Tanai. Their Moichel the money to him. Therefore he has a right to collect the extra pay. Avu bought his father like, Eina Koitzis Loyayidei B'noyu B'ti Akhtanim. If he has his younger children also working with him, he cannot make this condition on his younger children. No, when they work, they're going to have a right to eat. Not if he has younger Eved or Shivcha. We'll soon see. Not if he has his behemoth working with him. He can't make a condition that they should be chosam, the Torah, and he'll get the extra pay. Because they don't have any das. So therefore they're not moichel, therefore you can't make this condition for them. So Gemara says now kosalka daitich, we thought we're talking about now b'malo lehem mezoinos, that the father is feeding them. The father, the soich of the poil, is feeding all his workmen. He's feeding his own ever his own kids. And still there's a chil between gedolim and ketanim. Alright, turn over. So Gemara says, Iyam Ribish Lema Mishol Shemayim Uwech. If you want to tell me the locher is that a poil is Menash Shemayim Mishemoche Yein Akoitet. That's why he's not letting make the condition on his younger children, since they don't have das. But if you tell me no, that when the poil works, he has the right to eat, it's like his own extra pay. If so, why can't the father make the condition for his younger children also? Because when his younger child works, the paycheck of his younger child goes to the father anyway. But since the paycheck goes to the father, and it's Mishalo Yoichol, why can't they make the Tanai even for a son also? Skumar answers, Hocha b'mayaskin, and you know what we're talking about over here? B'shein ma'alehem mezoinois. We're talking about that the father is not feeding his children. Therefore, since he's not feeding them, the paycheck goes to them. It's not the paycheck to the father. Therefore, the father has no right to make a condition with his younger children. Freddy Gemara, Ehoch, if that's the case where the father is not feeding them, so Gedolim Nami, even his older children, why can he make a Tanai? Lachura, since he's not feeding them, they have a right to keep their own paycheck. The Gemara is true, but Gedolim Yadid Komachli, the older children realize they have their own daf, they know what's going on, and if the father makes this condition and them ask him, so they're like Moichel, they're paid to the father. Therefore, the father has the right to make this condition. So again, there's no proof whether it's Minash Shemayim or Mishalai. For the Gemara, I've got Tony Rabbeishi, we learned from Rabbeishi, Koytzei Tzodom Ayidei Atzmoi, Vayidei Ishtoi, Avoloi Ayidei Behemtoi. But you cannot make this condition for your animal, because there's a level of Tachzom. You can't make the condition the animal will work and you muzzle him, and you'll take the extra pay. That you can't do. But Vayidei, but the Ayidei Benoi Yubiti Akdolim. But you'll have to make this condition for your older children, that they won't eat, and you'll get the pay. But not for your younger children. Now, here it says, even for your Eved and Shivcha Ketanim, you're allowed to make this condition. That's not like we learned before. Now, my love, isn't this price we're talking about? It's like both prices are talking about where the father or the master is feeding his Eved, is feeding his children. So if he's feeding them, so what's the machlokes of the father can make the condition for his Eved and Shivcha Ketanim? So the whole Kedithimah says, what is the machlokes? The master of a Mishaloi Yuechel. One holds that the poil that eats is called Mishaloi. Therefore, since the father is feeding them, that paycheck goes to the father. Therefore, the father has the right to make this condition. Master of the second brayser that says no. Or the first brayser that says the father cannot make the condition. For his Eved v'shivcha ketanim, Mishal Shemayim Yuechel. That they hold that the poil eats Minash Shemayim. Therefore, you have no right to make the condition to take away his paycheck. Only if he's Michael. So they have to be Gedolim, not Ketan. They have to be Gedolim, not Ketanim. So that's the Machlokes over here. So Mora says, Loi, maybe no. I tell you the Kuliyam everybody holds, Mishaloi Huweichel. That really a Poyal is from his own. The Loi Kashin is no theory here. I tell you, Khan, Bishain Malalom Mizainis. That the first price is talking about where you are not feeding him. And therefore, it's only if they're moichel, that's why it's only gedolim and not ketanim. Or right to the second price, don't about the malal hamazonos, where you are feeding them. And if you are feeding them, that's why, since it's mishaloi yoichel, that's why you have right to take that paycheck. So Mar says, b'maya kimto, what do you put the first case? B'malal hamazonos, where the father is feeding them, and you want to say also, mishaloi yoichel, says, oh yochi yoso, ketanim nami nixtaslu. How come? At least in the second price, says so, how come then your own ketanim, your own children, why can't you make a condition there? If we're talking about the ma'al lehem mezoinos, says so, their paycheck belongs to you, so why can't you make the condition, since it's mishlo yulechol, that they're not allowed to eat, and instead of them eating when they're working, you'll get the extra pay. So Gemara says, tsaru debnoyu bite ketanim loizoch le'rachmona. By to make your younger children's bitzar, in other words, they're working,
and they don't have any das, so they're going to want to eat when they're working. So you have no right to make them condition.